Harry confirmed he was staying at Buckingham Palace this week, but then Buckingham Palace confirmed he would not be staying at the palace this week. I love it when they report stories like this. Buckingham Palace confirmed. Did it? Did the building confirm? Harry ain't staying here this week. Oh, if only walls could talk. They could tell us all about the 17-year-olds Andrew fucked in there. And he was back in the news this week when Pizza Express launched an internal inquiry to find out whether he had been to the restaurant in Woking on the day he said he had been. And indeed, no evidence. No evidence that he'd been there, but no evidence that he hadn't been there. So, really? You'd think one of the staff members at the time would have remembered it. We were on shift when Prince Andrew came in with a load of little girls. Well, I mean, that does sound plausible. No, I mean, his daughter's friends. Now he's taking it too far. No, it was a birthday party with his young daughter. Oh, right. Why didn't they do it in Buckingham Palace? Well, Buckingham Palace says that they didn't want a load of young girls running around again. I get it. Sounds like something Buckingham Palace would say. Anyway, bottom line is, we used to be in awe of the royal family. Scared of the kingdom. And now, come on. No one actually gives a shit, do we? The World Cup is on. I try and pretend we care about anything else. But we don't, do we? It's coming home. It is coming home. I heard Buckingham Palace say that it was. And that twat never lies.